Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about the best alternatives to buying an Airstream travel trailer. Airstreams are iconic in the RVing world. You see lots of them on the road, in campgrounds, they're all over. And Airstream says that roughly 70% or even more of the RVs they have ever built are still on the road today. What a longevity record that is. And it's especially impressive when you consider that Airstream has been in business for almost 90 years now. And during that 90 years, they've been owned by Thor, another RV manufacturer, for about half of that time, around 45 years. Now, you may hear some people disparage Airstream because of being owned by Thor, but the reality is that Airstream has expanded to the position they are in the industry and has built such a great reputation, mainly during the years that Thor has owned them. And at this point, there are lots of fans, lots of support groups. In fact, the Airstream community is a very viable and active community. If you buy an Airstream, you can just plug right into it if you choose, and I'm sure you'll benefit by doing that. So there's lots of great reasons to buy an Airstream. In fact, I covered in a video both the pros and the cons of buying an Airstream a little while back. And if you're thinking about buying Airstream, well, maybe you might want to look at that video. I'll put a link to it in both the description of the video and the podcast. But I can say this about Airstream. They are built very well. It takes roughly 350 hours to build an Airstream RV at the factory. Now, what does that mean? Well, it comes into perspective when you understand that the average travel trailer only takes about 50 hours to build. So 7 times more effort goes in to building an Airstream than other RV travel trailers. That's very impressive, but it also means that because of that and because of the build materials that they use, well, then Airstreams are expensive. In fact, if you look at the 2-person RVs that they build, like the Flying Cloud, the International, the Tradewind, well, they all start around $100,000 and go up from there when we're talking new. Now, not everybody likes Airstream, though. Honestly, there are various reasons for that. Some don't like the aluminum skin. They don't like the way it looks. They may not like the floor plan, the furniture, and so on. Really, in many cases, it just comes down to a matter of taste. So the question is this: are there really viable alternatives to Airstream? And honestly, there's not many in the higher end of the travel trailer market. But I did find 3 brands that I feel are worthy of consideration if you want to compare Airstream with another comparable brand. Now, here's the criteria that I used in searching for these brands. First of all, they should build a product that's somewhere between 20 and 30 feet in length, because that's where many Airstreams fall into. They should be known for great build quality. They should be an upscale unit. In other words, it shouldn't really be made just for the weekend RVing crowd. And the product they build should be able to be used on a full-time RVing basis too, just like Airstream. So I have a list of 3. Let's go through them in no particular order. We'll start with the Oliver Legacy Elite 2. And you can take a look at their website while we're going through discussing the features of it. And the first thing we want to mention is that Oliver went completely away from Airstream and that they do not use aluminum at all for the shell. Instead, they use fiberglass. And there are very many good reasons for that. They explain it pretty well on their website, so I would encourage you to go visit there and take a look at that if you need to know more about fiberglass RVs. Also, I can say that the Oliver products can indeed last you a lifetime. There's not many RV builders that can say that, but just like Airstream, if you buy an Oliver, there's a very good chance you may never have to buy another RV again. The Legacy Elite 2 comes in at 24 feet of length. It has 7,000 pounds of gross vehicle weight rating. And what that means is that it's light enough to be able to be towed by gas-powered vehicles out there that are half-ton pickup or in that range. And the cost of the Legacy Elite 2 is right around $100,000. Number two on the list is Bigfoot and their 25B series. Now, you can take a look at the Bigfoot website as we go through information about them. They are a Canadian builder. You may never have heard of Bigfoot, but they're actually fairly well known here in the U.S. for high quality build. And even though there's not a lot of them out there, they have a lot of fans, very good reviews from their owners. They too got away from the aluminum skin and they build with a fiberglass shell. Once again, a lot of very good reasons for that. The 25B series is 26 feet in length. It's 7,500 pounds of gross vehicle weight rating. So once again, a lot of gas-powered vehicles like half-ton pickups can be able to be used to tow them. And that's great. It means you don't have to have a diesel engine. It's the most economical of the choices I'm giving you today at $80,000. Number three on the list is very unique, and it's not for everybody. I'll say that for sure. It's the Bolas Terra Firma, and you can take a look at the Bolas website while we're talking about it. Bolas is an ultra high-end travel trailer builder. And when I say ultra high-end, they start at $285,000 for the Terra Firma. Now, they didn't get away from the aluminum skin. They use that in their product. So in many ways, they sort of look like an Airstream. They come in at 27 feet of length, lots of luxury features, beautiful appointments inside, very nice interiors. But here is the amazing thing about the Bolas Terra Firma. It comes in at only 4,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating. That's clearly a lot of great engineering that's put all the features into it that they have and still has been able to maintain that low weight rating. And that means it can be towed by even many SUVs out there. There are only 7 dealers for Bolas in the entire United States at this point. But the good news is they're fairly well spread across the U.S. So if you want to go see one or talk to someone at the factory, well, then it's not hard to do that. Keep in mind, too, that they have other models. In fact, they even have an electric version of an RV called the Volterra, if you want to take a look at that. Well, clearly these builders of travel trailers that I've just shared with you, they are higher end products, just like Airstream. But if you're willing to pay for high quality, then most likely that's exactly what you're going to get. I will say too that if you look at brand new versions of their products, well, you're probably not going to find a lot of defects out of the factory like you do with many other high production RVs. But I still feel that an RV inspection would be warranted even with these products and these brands just to be sure that your new RV is really in tip-top shape and totally ready for RV camping and travel. But the good news is this. All of these companies are well known for great customer service after the sale, so if you do have problems, it shouldn't be any major issue. I can say confidently that if you're in the market then for an Airstream alternative, well, any of these three brands should be able to fit the bill. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends, until next time.